This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protect Cell, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Final few moments of the national anthem there, getting set for the fifth all-time meeting. Jags lead the series 3-1. Last time they met, 08 at Ford Field. Jags won that one by a score of 38-14. Two teams getting set to go back out on the field, getting ready for the opening kickoff. And Brandy, when you look at this one, the Lions have a chance to get to 4-4 on the season. You mentioned it earlier. If you can get that done today, then you look at the second half of that schedule. The Duke go to Minneapolis next week. Second half of their schedule, mostly home games.
Yeah, I just think that if they can win this one, they can win the next one on the road. They go to the last seven with a 5-4 record. Five of those seven are at home.
Yep.
I mean, how
not easy games.
Not
but
easy
at home.
Games, but they got them at home where they play very well at Ford Field. That really would set them up. So that's why I think these next two road games are so very critical for the Lions.
Our referee for today is Gene Steratore. Coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers. For Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings, check them out. Lucido Fine Jewelers. Captain's out in the middle of the field. Gene Steratore getting everybody in position. We'll find out which team will get the football first as we swing it from the broadcast booth down to him.
This is the coin for this afternoon's game. The NFL logo is a head. The team logo is a tail. Visiting captain, call the toss, please.
Tails.
Call his tails. It is a tail. You've won the toss. You'd like to receive. Which way would you like to kick? You're going to kick that way. Stay right where you are. You're kicking that way. They're defending here. They'll receive. Have a great day, man.
All right. Gene Steratore's got everybody turned around and in the right position. Lions will get the football first. They'll move left to right across your radio dial. Down to the sidelines we go. Tony Ortiz.
Mentioned about the weather. The weather's pretty good down here. 84 degrees is supposed to be the high at kickoff today, so no complaints about that whatsoever. You won't hear me say a thing. One thing to keep in mind, guys, look at the center of the field. This turf pretty badly chewed up. A lot of games have been played here, both college and pro. Footing has been a little bit treacherous right in the middle of the field, so we'll keep an eye on that as well.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Getting set for action here. Jags come in at 1-6. Lions come in at 3-4. Jags coming off one of the more impressive efforts of the year, albeit in a loss to Green Bay last week. Blaine Gabbert had his best game. Justin Blackmon, rookie first-round draft pick out of Oklahoma State, so it showed some signs of life. And Cecil Shorts, the receiver on the other side, did as well, which is one of the reasons they traded Mike Thomas to the Lions. Thomas had been their leading receiver each of the last 2 years.
Right, the one guy Jacksonville really misses is Maurice Jones-Drew. He's kind of their marquee name recognition guy at running back, and he can make things happen when he gets on a roll. Not having him hurts this offense, and this offense has struggled this year.
Josh Scobie to kick it off for Jacksonville. He's got the football, setting it on the tee. Opening kickoff brought to you by Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Stephon Logan back deep, averaging 21.5 yards per return this season. Season long of 40. Here we go. Run up in the kick by Scobie. It's on the way. Logan to his right. Going to let it hit about 6 yards deep and back out, go out the back of the end zone. Lions will take it. Touchback. First down and 10 coming up at their own 20. And out comes Matthew Stafford in that offense. And Stafford coming off an outing with three touchdown passes and one touchdown run, his best of the season to date.
And the Lions will open up with that heavy set. Riley Reiff will be either a tight end or an H-back, as it looks like they're going to try to run this thing on first down.
Calvin Johnson to the right side along with Ryan Broyles. To the left, it's Titus Young. Three receivers set for the Lions. Single back, Michael LeSure. Stafford up under center. Takes the snap. Quick go right side. Got it complete. Broyles with it. Gets a block from Calvin Johnson across the 25. And out to the 28 he goes for 8 yards. It'll bring up second down and 2, forced out there by Derek Cox.
Nice job by Calvin Johnson that time. And here he is again. We're talking about him being hurt. What he does is he gets downfield, gets into his defender, and seals him to the inside and lets Broyles get to the sideline and get 9.
Calvin goes to the left side. Titus Young to the right. Joyke Bell into the game at running back. He splits out wide left. Stafford empty backfield working from the gun. Second down and 2 from the Lions from their own 28. First quarter opening possession. Stafford takes. With time, sets, throws over the middle. Got a complete. Nope, dropped. Right through the hands of Brandon Pettigrew. And I don't know how else to put it other than right through the hands of Brandon Pettigrew. You got to make that catch.
I guess, Dan, if you're going to be descriptive, right through the hands kind of nails it.
Found an opening, sat down right at the 34-yard line.
Second short like that, though, I don't like the fact that you go empty beside Stafford in the backfield. Leave a back there just to give the idea you may run it. You can still throw it.
Third and 2. Lions completed their last eight third down conversions last week. Stafford with time to throw. Does got a complete left side. It is Broyles across the 35, across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Gain of 13 and a first down. So Ryan Broyles active early. 2 catches, 21 yards.
Well, Broyles does a great job running an out cut, but that's a blown coverage by Jacksonville. The man covering Broyles let him go to the outside, and he backed straight up. That was an easy pitch and catch for Stafford.
First and 10 Lions from their own 41. Mike Thomas into the game, newly acquired this week from this Jacksonville team. Splits out wide to the near side. Stafford up under center. Takes the snap. Gives first back through LeSure to the 43-yard line. Austin Lane, right defensive end, crashing down to stop him after a 1-yard gain. They'll say he was down at the 42. Second and 9 coming up. Now, Brandy, when you get a guy like Mike Thomas in, you just go over a couple of plays, get him ready to go out there and run a couple of packages for you?
You see how much he can take. I mean, what's the terminology like? You know where to line up? Are you a slot? Are you a wide guy? Here's our terminology. And you see what he can take in. How much of a sponge is he? And then you make the package accordingly.
Second and 9. Stafford setting up a screen, knocked up in the air dangerously by Terrence Knight, and it falls incomplete. But you had a couple of Jags in the area there, none of which could locate the football. And, boy, when those balls are tipped, it is hanging up there for somebody to grab. And luckily for the Lions, it goes incomplete, bring up a 3rd and 9.
And in this possession, there have been 2 tipped balls, and the Lions have gotten away with both of them. You know, you talk about Thomas and how much of the offense you get. In the old days, when the West Coast offense was in vogue, you could bring a guy in and he'd have pretty much the entire offense at his fingertips.
Calvin Johnson wide right on 3rd and 9. Kevin Smith in the game at running back. Stafford takes the snap. Back, looks, sets, throws, deep left side, incomplete. A lot of contact out there, no flag. Looking for Titus Young, well covered on the play by Aaron Ross, veteran cornerback starting in place of Rasheen Mathis today, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
Well, Titus has basically, I think, kind of stopped the route. You're not going to backpedal and catch that ball. And I think Titus got hung up with a defender, kind of stopped running the route, and Stafford threw it like he was going to run a fly route. And there was no way that thing was going
to
work.
Aaron Ross back deep to take the punt. Nick Harris, good punt. Sends Ross backtracking inside the 10. Catches it at the 8. Ross to the 15. And they're going to drop him at the 14-yard line. Never quite got back to the 15-yard line. Ashley Palmer, terrific work on special teams. 50-yard punt, good hang time, just a 5-yard return. And the Lions have the Jags backed up as they get set for their first possession. We're scoreless in the first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds PVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers, and get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
You do everything you can to protect your kids and family, including carrying a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein Advantage today. Seahawks have it? Seahawks. Jaguars have it. First time today. If Seahawks had it, that would be news. Jags have it. First time today. First and 10 from their own 13. I formation behind Gabbert. Now they split. Now they break. Lone back is Jennings. Gabbert up under center. Turns, gives to Jennings. Over the right side, not much. Got to the 15-yard line, gain of two. Stopped there by Corey Williams. It'll bring up second and eight. They just haven't run the ball very effectively, Brandy, since losing Maurice Jones-Drew.
No, I mean, Drew averages 4.8 yards a carry this year. And Jennings, the guy that's in there for him, averages under 3 yards. You're losing a lot of production when you go that route. And I think it's going to force the Jags and Gabbert to go to the air a little bit.
Well, they come with a three-receiver set. The Lions respond by going nickel, five defensive backs, second down and eight. Gabbert wants to throw. Five-step drop, flares it out right side, got it to Jennings. He's forced out of bounds. He crosses the 17, 18, gets to the 19-yard line by Stephen Tulloch, gain of four. That's going to bring up now third down and four.
But that's the matchup you want, and I give Tulloch high marks there. Running back against linebacker, middle linebacker, Tulloch is able to stay with him. Man coverage, and only let him get 4 yards on the gain and put him into a third down play.
Laurent Robinson goes to the right side. First time he's played in three games after suffering a concussion. Shorts and Blackman to the left. Gabbert on third and four takes the shotgun snap with time. Throws incomplete. Overthrows his intended receiver, Blackman, on the left side at the 26. And the Jags will have to punt it away. Good coverage out there by Jacob Lacy.
Yeah, they had a stack of receivers. Blackman over to the left was in the stack, and they tried to get the confusion with the secondary, who covers who, but Lacy was right on top of it. When Blackman broke, he was there, made a poor pass.
Brian Angeron, third round draft pick this past year, good punt. Logan backs up, calls for a fair catch, hits at the 24, takes a big Jags bounce, and that's going to end up inside the 10 and at the 8-yard line. Boy, that punt hit right around the 24-yard line and took a huge Jacksonville bounce. How about this? 75-yard punt by Brian Anger as the Lions backed up in a scoreless game here in the first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special, $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right, normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, introduces the Made in Michigan Great Lakes Pizza Collection, supporting the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Visit any Buddy's today and show your support.
Officially call that a 73-yard punt by Anger. Brady, we were talking during the break. You have to figure Logan lost that in the sun. Otherwise, you have to field that punt.
Yeah, that's the only way that you could let that go because he had plenty of time. The coverage wasn't that close to him, and yet he let it go, and it cost 17 yards.
First and 10 Lions from their own 8. Backed up. Scoreless game first quarter. Stafford takes, turns, gives to LeSure right side. LeSure follows his blocking across the 10 to the 12. Picks up 4 on the play, second down and 6. Sun is a factor, a very good chance that Logan lost that opening kickoff in the sun as well. And well, it would be right in the Lions' eyes right now as they move left to right in front of us.
And let's not forget, last night was when they changed to daylight savings or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the sun is positioned differently today than it would be all season long. So, you know, right now it's causing a problem for return guys at this end of the field.
Second and 6, pistol formation. Stafford in the gun. Deep back with Shore. Stafford to throw with time. Rolling right, looking for somewhere to go. Being chased, turning it up now and chased out of bounds as he struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. See where they spot it. George Selvey forced him out. They're going to say he was right at the line of scrimmage, which will bring up a 3rd and 6. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Brandy, this is where you want to get a first down because you don't want that field position swinging to Jacksonville.
No, and that's the play that Stephon Logan losing the ball in the sun and that 75-yard punt from Jacksonville really can turn out to be a big one unless the Lions convert here.
Tony Scheffler into the game along with Kevin Smith. Scheffler goes slot left. Stafford out of the gun, looking at a 4-man Jacksonville front. 3rd and 6. Stafford takes. Late blitz comes. Stafford is hit and drilled. The play was blown dead. Flag down. That's going to be a late hit on the Jags. Paul Posluszny came in after the play had been blown dead, got a free shot on Stafford and drilled him. Stafford a little slow to get up, but he's up on his feet now. That'll be a 15-yarder against Jacksonville.
Well, I don't know how Posluszny couldn't know that something was not going on. Because Stafford just
everybody
stood there.
Stopped.
Right, Stafford stood there with a ball by his hip, and he didn't even try to get away from him, and he still hit him.
Here we go.
Two fouls on the play. Delay of game on the offense, followed by dead ball. Personal foul, number 97 of the defense. By rule, the 5-yard penalty is ignored. The 15-yard foul will be enforced. First down, Detroit.
They called it on 97. It would be John Chick. It was Paul Posluszny who came on a late blitz, delayed blitz. And was the one who hit Stafford. It's just not a smart play.
No, and I don't know how Jacksonville's crowd here can boo that call. I mean, Stafford's standing back there. Basically, you want to talk about a defenseless guy in a defenseless position? Stafford's just standing back there holding the ball at his hip, and boom, he gets rocked. There's no question that's a personal foul.
Stafford got up in his face and had something to say after the play. The free shot for Posluszny. Let's see how the Lions respond. They get a first down out of it. Line of scrimmage now. Their own 27, first and 10. So they get out of that deep hole they were in after the long punt by Anger. On first down, Stafford play action, fake sets, throws, got to complete. Calvin with it. Cross the 30. Calvin out to the 33-yard line. Derek Cox takes him down. It's a 6-yard gain. They'll bring up 2nd and 4. Questions about Calvin's health coming in, something we'll have to keep an eye on during the game.
Well, the key there, obviously, is Calvin able to run a slant cut in front of the corner. When you get inside position and dive inside, The thing he watches out for is that linebacker coming inside out to give him a little business. Calvin got down before that happened.
Gave him the 34 on the spot. Call it a 7-yard gain. Second and three, Lions. Riley Reiff in the game in motion from right to left. Stafford gives to LeSure. LeSure got the first down across the 36 to the 37, 38-yard line. Just kept those legs churning, picked up the yardage they needed to move the chains. Now mark him down at the 38, gain of 4 on the play.
I wonder when Riley Reiff was drafted by the Lions out of Iowa, the number one pick at left tackle, that he ever thought in his wildest dreams he would be going in motion behind the line of scrimmage and used as an H-back as a basic trapping guard. But that's what the Lions have him doing.
Great way for him to get experience at the same time. Calvin Johnson out, Mike Thomas in. Lions first and 10. They scrimmage from their own 38, scoreless game here in the first. Stafford, toss sweep left side. LeSure cutting it up with a flag down. Gets from the 40 to the 44-yard line. As it stands, it would be a 6-yard gain, but let's check that flag. It's going to be, I think, on Gaz DeSherrill based on his reaction. Either that or he's very upset for a teammate.
Tripping, offense, number 77. 10-yard penalty, replay, first down.
Talked about things that have hurt this team, negative plays, penalties, turnovers. That takes a 10-yard gain off the board. It takes a 6-yard gain off the board and costs you 10. Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Brian Hales from Saginaw. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Brian will win a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to belltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button. First and 20, Lions from their own 28. Stafford out of the gun. He takes, fakes the handoff, looks right, throws right, got a complete, Broyles with it, cuts it up at the 34, gets across the 35 to the 36, gets 8 on the play. Bring up second and 12. Mike Harris, backup cornerback, drops him there.
Again, Calvin Johnson lined up wide left. Basically what they're doing is they're rolling coverage to his side, and Broyles lined up on the other side. They're backing off because they don't think Broyles is as dangerous to hurt them as Calvin, and Broyles is being the beneficiary by getting some catches.
For some reason, they just set off fireworks off the scoreboard to our right. Maybe every time Mike Harris makes a tackle, they do that. Second and 12, it's LeSure, not getting much. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Maybe a yard. Terrence Knighton stops him there. It's going to bring up third and 11 for the Lions. We're scoreless. 7:06 to go here in the first quarter.
Boy, it's so difficult. That penalty on guys are chairless. First and 20s are probably three times as hard to convert as first and 10s.
They were looking at a second and 6 if that first down run had been able to stand. Third and 11 now from their own 37. Three receivers in the game. Kevin Smith in the game. Stafford out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Pocket holds. Pumps. Wants to go deep right. Got Scheffler out there. Tony hangs on. Did he get the feet down? They say yes, he did, in Jags territory. Down at the 35-yard line. Tony Scheffler, what a catch. Had to come back, stretch out for it, and get his feet down and picked up 28 yards.
Well, put that one on the highlight reel because that's great athleticism by Tony Scheffler, using the matchup of his height but keeping his toes in bounds and going up and making a catch fully stretched out.
Lions go straight to the line. Kevin Smith with it over the right side. They didn't want to give the Jags a chance to challenge that, but looking at the replay, I think he did in fact get both feet down. Smith picks up 3 on the play.
No reason.
It'll be second and 7.
I was going to say, Dan, you're right. No reason for the Lions to go right to the line, worry about the replay. That is one great catch.
With that throw to Scheffler, Matthew Stafford has gone over the 10,000-yard mark for his career. Did it faster than anybody in the history of pro football other than Kurt Warner. Second fastest in history. Second and 7 Lions. They scrimmage from the Jag 32. Empty backfield, Stafford out of the gun. Stafford takes the snap, four-man rush, pocket holds, quick throw left side, got it complete. It is caught by Titus Young as he dives inside the 30 to the 29-yard line, got 3. It's going to bring up now third and 4.
In the pregame, we talked a little bit about how Calvin Johnson, you know, dinged up like he is and not fully at 100%, is one of the best decoys in the world. Well, when they don't throw the ball to him, they go away from him every time. and there are guys open. That time Young, we've seen two times already today, Broyles open because they are away from the side of Calvin Johnson, who draws so much attention.
Joy Bell in the game. The Lions 2 out of 3 on third down. Stafford goes empty. Shotgun formation, takes the snap with time. Sets and throws left side. Got it complete. Did he get his feet down? No. Joy Bell had to go up to make the catch and drifted out of bounds as he did. And what would have been a first down
will not stand,
and the Lions are going to have to send the field goal unit on.
And that's on Matthew Stafford there. He had him open. You just got to put that ball in there, you know, letter high. And he threw it way up where Joyke Bell had to go up, and he couldn't come down in bounds. He was open. That was an easy pitch and catch. You just got to get the ball down, Matthew.
47-yard field goal attempt for Jason Hansen. Hash mark left side. Hansen's ready. Good snap, spot down, kick on the way, plenty of distance, off the upright and no good. Hit off the right upright and bounces straight down, and the Lions come up empty. It is still scoreless with 4:53 to go here in the first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
The quarterback relies on protection from the offensive line to do his job. Your wireless lifestyle can have the same kind of protection with ProtectCell. ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. NFL update. Bears have taken a 7-0 lead on Tennessee in the first on a block punt return for a touchdown. Ray Rice, touchdown run for Baltimore. Ravens 7, Cleveland nothing. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios here, we send it back to Jacksonville, Dan and Jim.
All right, Diesel, thank you right here. It is the Jags with it, first and 10 from their own 37. Gabbert turns, gives to Jennings, tries to pick his way through traffic, didn't get much to the 40, giving 3 on the play. Lions a moment ago went 11 plays, 63 yards, 6:34 off the clock, and nothing to show for it on the scoreboard.
One really missed cue by Matthew Stafford, the throw to Joyke Bell on third down. If he gets that down, Lions still have the ball. And maybe getting in there for a touchdown. But you got to execute. You got to make plays when plays are there.
High formation behind Gabbert. Deep back Jennings. One receiver right, one left. Gabbert up under center. Now Blackman in motion from right to left. Gabbert turns. Play action fake. Rolls left. Sets, throws. Got a complete to Blackman. Catches it as he's backing out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. They'll bring up a 3rd and 4. Sidelines, and Tony Ortiz.
Hey, Dan and Jim, a possible solution or possible problem for Stephon Logan with the sunlight, he's wearing an unpolarized shield. And what that means basically is it's not tinted. Like Calvin Johnson's shield, face shield is tinted. My glasses are tinted. His, however, is untinted. The sunlight reflects off of it like crazy, and that could be a major problem for him looking up into the sun right now.
Had some trouble with that early in this game. 3rd down and 4 for Jacksonville. It's Gabbert out of the gun. 3 receivers to the right. Gabbert takes, looks right, pumps. Now he tucks it down, getting it hit, getting it go down. Short of the first down yardage. Good play up front by the Lions led by Kyle Vandenbosch. Taken down at the 44-yard line. It'll go as a 1-yard gain. But key thing is the Jags will have to punt it away.
Good job by the defensive front. And back to Tony's point, Dan, that's a situation you should be taken care of in pregame. You have to field punts. going both ends of the field. And if you've got a problem with the sun, you get that taken care of in the pregame.
See how he does here. Anger drives it with his right leg. Good punt. Gets some hang time. Hits at the 22. Takes another Jags bounce. Wow, has he gotten some good bounces today? See where they say it officially crossed over at the 9-yard line. That was a 13-yard bounce after it initially struck the ground for Anger and the Jags. So the Lions are going to be backed up once again. 47-yard punt for him. 73 on the first one, 47 on the second one. And once again, the Lions in a bit of a hole offensively. Scoreless game, 3:06 to go in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO for McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three
tremendous
delicious toppings on the Angus third pounder and premium chicken sandwiches. So what are these three
tremendous
toppings? The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three
tremendous.
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someones in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Make sure every kid can live and play safely. Text SCREEN to 50555 and donate $10 to the Student Heart Check Program. Your $10 can save a student's life. Messaging rates apply.
Back at Everbank Field in Jacksonville, scoreless in the first. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Stafford up under center line scrimmage from their own 9. Lone back, LeSure. Toss sweep right side. LeSure cuts it up to the 10. Gets to the 11 to the 12-yard line. 3 on the play. Second down and 7 coming up. Paul Posluszny stacks him up there, along with C.J. Mosley.
Lions line up that time again. Difference in what their running game looks like. The power of the formation was left. They bring Riley Reiff in motion right, and they sweep to Riley Reiff's side. So they're basically sweeping weak side and still getting 3 yards out of it.
Wide left Calvin, slot left Titus Young. Second and 7, Stafford out of the gun. Looking out over that defense, now he takes Stafford with time. Stafford rolling right in some trouble, cuts it up, looking for somewhere to go. Now he tucks and throws, and it's incomplete out at the 17-yard line to Titus Young. Stafford was just kind of, looked like he was running an obstacle course in there, trying to dodge Jaguars. Finally found Titus, but at that point, under so much duress, he threw it low.
Well, and that's a coverage play there, because as you said, when you started calling the play-by-play, he had time. He looked, and you got to get rid of the ball or get somebody open, and if you don't, then your quarterback's in trouble, and you got to start extending the play with your feet.
The Lions 2 out of 4 on third down, looking at a 3rd and 7 here. Kevin Smith into the game at running back. Brandon Pettigrew in motion from right to left, sets up tight to the line. Stafford out of the gun. 4-man front for Jacksonville. They send 4. Stafford throws, got a complete first down across the 20 to the 22-yard line to Calvin Johnson. 10 yards on the play, moves the chains. Lions get out of a hole.
Well, Calvin is just getting inside position on Derek Cox, the corner. He just gets him downfield, forces him to get into his back pedal. As soon as he turns his hips, Calvin breaks it off to the inside beyond the first down mark.
Calvin goes off. They have definitely been sending him out for a number of plays, Brandon. They're trying to be judicious, I think, with how many snaps he gets.
Yep, I agree with you. They're being careful with their with Megatron.
1st and 10 for the Lions. Mike Thomas back in there as Calvin goes out. Stafford wants to throw. Looking right. Being chased. Got to get rid of it and just throws it away. just threw it away in the general vicinity of Will Heller, who was there. Crowd wanted intentional grounding, not going to get it. Smart play by Stafford.
Very smart.
I mean, under duress, found an offensive player and just threw it at his feet.
He knew that he was going to get pressure from behind. As soon as he felt that pressure, threw it down as a screen look. There was an eligible receiver there, so he doesn't get the grounding call. And it was Riley Reiff over there that got beat to the outside and forced Stafford to throw that thing away.
Second and 10 Lions from their own 22. Scoreless game here in Jacksonville. 1:33 to go in the first quarter. Calvin Johnson back in. Slot to the right side. Stafford goes on the inside handoff to LeSure. Gets a block from Calvin. Gets room. 30, head down at the 35. Gets to the 36 and a first down. And what a job by Megatron to help spring him free for 14 yards.
Well, like I said, Calvin's big enough to be a tight end. But he comes in there and he gets in the way of the safety coming up to support and shields the safety to the outside. That creates a hole to the inside for LeSure to get up into and get the first down.
LeSure, six carries, 27 yards. Two receivers right, one left as Stafford comes to the line. First and 10 Lions from the from their own 36. Stafford ducks in, fakes the give to LeSure, wants to throw, does. Got LeSure, and LeSure has it go off his hands. The throw was high at the 38-yard line. And dangerously close to Aaron Ross, who had a chance to pick that off, but just couldn't get there in time.
Boy, that's the third tip ball. And one of the things that Stafford's doing is the Jags are getting their hands up in the defensive pass rush. And he's throwing the ball high over those hands. And, boy, those are going in high to his receivers. He'd like to find a better passing lane than that.
Second and 10 Lions from their own 36. Calvin goes left. Boyle's slot left. To the right side is Titus Young, matched up out there against Aaron Ross. Stafford out of the gun on second and 10, going to throw. Four-man rush, got time, pumps, now pulls it back, completes it. Got Calvin in Jags territory, spinning at the 40, and dropped the 38-yard line by Chris Przinski. That's a 26-yard gain for the Lions, and they're in business again.
This is a play where Calvin runs down the field, and again, he runs that in route. But this time, instead of running the in route, he gives a subtle little fake, goes past the corner, and then runs a post cut, kind of angles it at 45. He's there in front of the safety, and Stafford that time threw a dart to him.
Lions go big formation. They've got Riley Reiff in there as well as Will Heller. Titus Young to the right side. Broyles to the left. Stafford gives. LeSure cuts it up and lost his footing. Oh, he had some room over the left side. LeSure stuck his left foot in the ground at the 40 and started to cut up field, got down to the 37, ends up picking up a short gain on the play, a yard. But Brandy, if he'd have been able to stay up, he might have gone for a while. As it is, that'll end the first quarter. The Lions in Jags territory as we go to break and head for the second scoreless game. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
My Bud Light caught two touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and three touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football. Here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code or quest box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Lions have dominated this game through one quarter in terms of numbers. 134 total yards to 13, 103 through the air to 7, 31 on the ground to 6, 11:49 time of possession to 3:11, but no score.
Jags have only run 6 plays against the Lion defense.
Lions have run 24. Second down, 9 for the Lions. From the Jags, 37. Offset eye behind Stafford. He's going to throw. Sets. Left side. Got Calvin inside the 20 and slides down to the 19-yard line. That'll be a first down Detroit and a pickup of 18.
The key to this whole thing is Derek Cox, who is the defender on Calvin. He's let him have a free release, and he actually thinks he's got help from behind, and he doesn't attack Calvin when Calvin gets to him, and he's able to run by him and get in front of the safety.
Red Zone Offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. First and 10 Lions from the Jacksonville 19. Stafford up under center. Lone back is LeSure. Reef in motion from right to left. LeSure gets the call. Over the left side, inside the 15, down to the 14. Picks up 5 on the play. Tackled there by Russell Allen, an outside linebacker. It'll be 2nd and 5 coming up.
Good mix by Scott Linehan here, throwing and running. And I think Calvin being involved in the game, boy, way earlier than we've seen the last couple weeks, is a huge benefit to the Lion offense.
Titus Young to the left side. Ryan Broyles slot right. Calvin Johnson wide right. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. 2nd and 5 from the Jags 14. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. Hit at the line, able to force his way down to the 12-yard line. Tackled there by Jerome Mincy. Short gain on the play. It'll bring up 3rd down. See where they spot it. And they spot it down at the 12-yard line. Give
didn't
two
you think
on the
he
play.
Got closer to the 11 or 10?
He got closer to the 11. Yeah, that sets him up with a 3rd and 3.
Wow, I thought that was kind of a tough break for the Lions. I thought they were a lot closer than that.
Lions 3 out of 5 on 3rd down so far today. 3rd down, 3 to go from the Jacksonville 12. Stafford, 2 receivers right, 1 left. He works from the gun.
Watch the tight end.
Stafford takes. Got time. Looks, throws. Got a complete inside the 10. First down to Ryan Broyles, who makes the catch at the 7. Nice catch in traffic by Broyles. Good coverage by Mike Harris. But the little man used his body with his 4th catch for 34 yards today.
Well, the other thing they do is the Lions clear out the middle. I thought they might try to go to Pettigrew, so I watched him. Pettigrew took a vertical right route right straight up the field, and it opened the middle because the linebacker went with him. And that little crossing route from Broyles was open thanks to Pettigrew clearing things out.
13th play of the drive coming up, 1st and goal from the 7. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure, straight up the gut. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
We'll give that one to the offensive line, Dan. They created the crease in the middle, and LeSure exploited it. That's just a great surge by the offensive front. Nothing fancy, just man-on-man and creating a new line of scrimmage.
10 carries, 42 yards, and a touchdown for LeSure. 2nd rushing touchdown of the season. Hanson with the extra point. Sends it through, and it's now the Lions 7 and the Jaguars nothing. 12:16 to play, first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Whether you're going to need new tires now or sometime down the road, Bell Tire makes sure that you always get the lowest tire price, period. That's because we do the shopping for you. We search the competition every day to make sure we're giving you the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. So why spin your wheels? For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Second quarter brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946. Jalen Parmalee back deep to take the kickoff for the Jags. Third year out of Toledo, native of Midland, Michigan.
You know, the past few weeks, Calvin Johnson, you know, might have sent in his absentee ballot because he wasn't involved in the Lion offense early very much, was he? This day, four catches, 61 yards. We're early in the second quarter.
His voice is being heard.
As we hope all of you are heard on Tuesday. Whoever you vote for, please vote and exercise your right as a Democratic American.
Hanson with the kickoff, taken by Parmalee, 5 yards deep, coming out right side. Back to the 10, trying to get to the sideline at the 15. Scoots across the 20, but they're going to say he stepped out. Where are you going? The official looked like he was getting set to mark him down at about the 18-yard line, and he took off up the field. He's coming back now, and they'll say he stepped out at the 18-yard line. We'll get an official spot when we come back. Somewhere in that range, close enough for government work, along the lines of what you were talking about. All right, 7-0. Lions lead the Jags. 12-11 to go, first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
My 6-year-old doesn't like it, but if he's riding his bike, he's putting his helmet on.
You do everything you can to protect your kids, to keep them safe, to keep them secure.
When he was a baby, I hung baby gates, put in cabinet locks, outlet covers. He got into everything.
And that's why it's no surprise that more parents in Michigan carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's protection that's always with you.
With Blue Cross, I know I'll get the best possible care for my family whenever we need it.
Get access to high-quality care through the largest network of doctors and hospitals in Michigan, plus health plan choices that are flexible for coverage that changes when life changes.
Now that we have Blue Cross, health coverage is the last thing on my mind.
A card from the Blues. More people carry it, more doctors and hospitals accept it, and more moms and dads prefer it. It's coverage that's simply amazing. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com or mibcn.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Buddy's Pizza, a hometown original. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Lions go with that second wave of defensive linemen, Young and Jackson on the outside, Hill and Fairley in the middle. First and 10, Jags. They scrimmage from their own 18. Play action fake. Gabbert with time. Now pumps. Now in trouble. Going to go down. Sacked by Lawrence Jackson.
Well,
again, had time to throw it. You got to cut loose there, but he didn't have anywhere to go.
The other thing is I don't know why so often you put a running back on a defensive end to block him. And that time, Lojack just jumped over the top of the running back trying to block him, maintained his footing, and got in Gabbert's face, and that was all she wrote. Loss of six.
Today's first half Bell Tire touchdown contest winner is Brian Hales from Saginaw. Congratulations, Brian. Loss of three on the play. Second down and 13. Gabbert wants to throw. Flares it out left side. Bounces around and off the hands of Mercedes Lewis. And that'll set up third down now. They actually lost five on that sack. It's third and 15 coming up here. Some numbers for the Lions, Brandy. They've run 29 offensive plays, 171 yards, average 5.9 yards per play. They got 10 first downs, 14-33 time of possession. Lead 7-0. You want to see that lead grow because they're dominating this game right now. Good chance here to get some good field position as the Jags look at a third and 15 from their own 13. Gabbert out of the gun. Lions send four. Gabbert with time, throws left side. Blackman had it in his hands. He had to bobble it, and he couldn't pull it down, and he runs out of bounds as he's trying to do it. That's on Justin Blackman, who bobbled the ball at the 25-yard line. Had he caught it, he would have been able to turn it up and run for the first down, but he bobbled it and ran out of bounds trying to catch it.
Well, the truth of the matter is that play probably should have never been run because there was a false start up front by Jacksonville that was missed.
Anger with the punt. Not a good one this time after two very good ones. Logan comes up, makes the fair catch at the 47-yard line.
Boy.
That one somewhat off the side of his foot.
Dan, clearly it's the sun that's been the problem. Because on that play, Logan came up, and he's looking away from the sun this time, and he took a beat on that ball and made sure he made the catch.
40-yard punt. Lions have good field position at their own 47-yard line. We'll step aside. They lead it 7-0, 11-19 to go in the first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Jags have had it three times. They've gone three and out three times. Lions have it back first and 10 from their own 47. They lead 7-0, looking for more. Stafford out of the gun on first down. Two receivers right, one left. Stafford takes. Inside handoff goes to LeSure. Waits to see if something develops over the right side. Not much. Got to the 48-yard line. Ball came loose, but they're going to say he was down. Tackled there by Austin Lane and Tyson Alualu. Alualu and Dominic Raiola got together for a little handshake and backslap there a moment ago. Two natives of the beautiful state of Hawaii.
It is beautiful.
Second and 9 for the Lions. Joyke Bell into the game.
I just had a funny one. Book him, Dano.
10:42 to go first half. Stafford out of the gun, looking out over that Jaguar defense. Second and 9. Matthew takes, looks, now throws. Wanted Scheffler down the seam left side. Scheffler wanted a flag, not going to get it. Covered by Mike Harris. There was contact. So that'll bring up third down and 9.
But they had both Pettigrew and Scheffler down the field. I thought Pettigrew looked like he had cleared the linebacker and split the safeties. Might have been a better choice for Stafford.
Kevin Smith into the game. The Lions 4 out of 6 on third down so far this afternoon.
Where have they gone on a lot of these third downs? They've gone to Calvin. He's over there again working against Derek Cox.
Splits to the right side. Stafford out of the gun. Jags show four down linemen. Calvin in motion from right to left. They bring the blitz as well. Stafford's got time. Throws, wants Calvin. Nope, Pettigrew Tries to make the diving catch, does he? Yes, sir, down at the 41-yard line of Jacksonville. That is a terrific catch by Brandon Pettigrew, an 11-yard gain and a first down. Had to lay out to make that catch, and does.
And they leave Pettigrew in man coverage over there on a mismatch size-wise with Mike Harris. And Pettigrew is able to make the circus catch. He drops one right in his hands, then makes the circus catch on that third down.
First and 10 Lions now from the Jacksonville 41. Stafford gives to Kevin Smith, and he's wrapped up for a one-yard loss back to the 42. Tyson Alualu broke through, dragged him down. That'll bring up second down and long.
Well, that time, as good as the offensive line was on the touchdown run by Pettigrew, that time Jacksonville looked like a jailbreak up there. It looked like they didn't touch anybody. Got to do a better job at the line of scrimmage.
Officially, they'll say no loss on that play. They lost about a half yard. It'll be second down and 10 coming up. Stafford with two receivers left and one right. Inside handoff. Goes to Joyke Bell. Gets down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Pickup of two on the play. That'll bring up a third and 8 as we move to the 9-minute mark. 9 minutes remaining here in the first half. Jerome Mincy with the tackle there.
I think on second and 11, a lot of people wonder, why in the world do you run that play? Shouldn't you be throwing the ball? Well, I think Lions, again, try to play that chess game. They're anticipating blitz, which they got, and they didn't get Joyke Bell past the blitzers. If they do, he's off to the races.
Third and 8 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. Kevin Smith to his left. Stafford may have a free play. Flag down. Sets and throws. Wants Calvin. Got him at the 15. Calvin 10. Calvin diving and down to the 1 yard line. Calvin is taken down inside the 1. It'll be first and goal Lions from there.
Wow. And here's the deal on that. Dominic Raiola knew that there was an offside.
Defense. Left defensive tackle is in the neutral zone of the snap. Penalty is declined. First down, Detroit.
Raiola actually snapped that ball, and I don't think Stafford was ready. But Raiola knew he was going to get the offsides call. And then Stafford finished the deal by going to Calvin.
The Lions will go to their jumbo set. Red Zone Offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Joyke Bell into the game. First and goal Lions from inside the Jacksonville 1.
That's a great job on that play by both Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford, and Dominic Raiola.
Calvin Johnson right, Titus Young left. Jacksonville's going to take a timeout. They were having all sorts of problems getting their correct defensive personnel on the field. They were running guys in and out. And they're going to take a timeout and make sure they have their guys set. We'll take a timeout as well. Lions with it. First and goal from the Jacksonville 1. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Just like the Lions, Flagstar is one tough competitor. And while there are a lot of rivals out there trying to prove they're from here and understand Michiganders, we know the truth. You can't fake local. Flagstar is Michigan at its core. In fact, they're the largest bank headquartered in the state. Visit flagstar.com to learn more or look for a branch on your next drive home. You'll probably see two. Flagstar Bank, member FDIC.
People ask me, Gordy, how close are you to wholesale? I tell them, closer than a pair of jackrabbits in a tube sock.
It's Gordy, metaphor stretching founder of ABC Warehouse.
I'm so close to wholesale, when wholesale sneezes, I catch pneumonia.
Somebody get this man a tissue.
If wholesale was some guy I knew, he'd be best man at my wedding, godfather to my kids, and I'd even let him borrow my favorite putter.
That, my friend, is pretty close.
Being that close to wholesale means folks who shop at ABC get low prices on everything in the store.
Closeness has its rewards.
People love our low prices. In fact, if you ever see someone leaving ABC without a smile on their face, they probably just stubbed their toe or something.
Ouch.
But that hardly ever happens.
Lace up the steel toe boots.
Really? Your toes are safe here.
Ah, ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Now at ABC Warehouse, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for only $999 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get the sale ad online at abcwarehouse.com. Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Calvin Johnson, 5 catches, 99 yards so far today. That's more yards than he had in the last two games combined.
If he's this good when he's not 100%. Keep going to him when he's not this good.
We know how good he is.
When he's not this healthy.
First and goal, Lions, from inside the one.
He's a beast is what he is.
Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. Stafford sends Reef in motion from right to left. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. Cut back, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Michael LeSure, second of the day.
Well, LeSure's a big back, and he runs through the tackle of Paul Posluszny. Just a subtle cut just behind the line of scrimmage, and Posluszny is trying to dive in there to stop him, and LeSure just gives him a leg and then runs through it with his strength and walks into the end zone.
Great job by the O-line to open that thing up. He had one guy to beat and one guy only.
Second time they've controlled the line of scrimmage at the goal line and blown Jacksonville off the ball.
Hansen getting set for the extra point. It is up and good. The Lions have extended their lead. It is now Detroit 14 and Jacksonville nothing with 7:58 to go first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Shopping for a new TV? Fun.
Yay!
Shopping for new tires? Not so fun.
Yay!
So to make it better, Bell Tire gives you the lowest tire price, period.
Yay!
At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day, so you can be sure you're getting the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire. With over 80 locations, they're in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. For great offers and car care tips, follow Bell Tire on Twitter and Facebook. Bell Tire.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
It takes a Michigan bank to understand what you, the hometown fans, need. Visit flagstar.com to see what a thriving Michigan bank can do for you. Member FDIC.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio. 97.1, The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
By McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions 14, Jags nothing here, second quarter. 7:58 to go in the half. Jason Hansen set to kick it off. Parmalee back deep for Jacksonville. Hansen pacing off his run-up. And here we go. Jason sends it on its way. Parmalee. Middle of the field. Now one step to his right. 5 yards deep. Coming out to the 10, to the 15. He gets out to the 20-yard line. Tackled there. And that's where Jacksonville will take over. First down and 10. Let's swing it down now to our studios. 1-800-CALL-SAM-STUDIOS. NFL update. Matt Derry standing by. What do you say, Diesel?
Dan, not much. How about the Bears? Chicago opening up a can in Tennessee. They're up 28-2 on the Titans. End of the first quarter. Matt Forte already with a touchdown run. Brian Urlacher, a pick six. Green Bay and Arizona tied at 7. That one in the second at Lambeau. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM-STUDIOS, back to you in Jacksonville.
Diesel, you do great work on the Pistons pre- and post-game show. Something's got to give tonight. Either the Pistons or Lakers are going to win a game.
Yes, you're right on that, Dan.
Rashad Jennings in there, offset eye. Deep back, Gabbert to throw, play action fake, steps up, evades the pressure. Now he throws left side, got to complete to Jennings. Not much, got out to the 24-yard line, tackled there by Ashley Palmer.
Well, the two outside pass rushers forced Gabbert to step up into the pocket. Now remember, Gabbert's not a wily veteran in regards to playing in the National Football, just in his second year, his first year starting. And I'll tell you what, you step up into that pocket, you immediately look for your check down guy. He did, a gain of 4, But they need more than that, and the Lion defensive pass rush is what caused that one.
Second down and seven. Gabbert up under center. Toss sweep left side. Jennings trying to get outside. Does. Gets the edge in the first down. First of the game for Jacksonville as he's pushed out of bounds by Jacob Lacy. And a somewhat derisive cheer from the crowd as they get their first down of the afternoon. And we have played 23 minutes.
Well, that time they got the Lions defensive end logged inside. That was Kyle VandenBosch. He was unable to maintain his contained position outside, and the Jacksonville offense, Rashid Jennings, got to the edge and was able to get upfield.
Coming into this drive, the Jags had 8 total yards on the afternoon. First and 10 now from their own 32. Gabbert turns and gives to Jennings. Trying to get something going on the ground here. Jennings gets across the 35 to the 37. Tackled by Ndamukong Suh. Picks up 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 coming up.
Boy, even with the defense doing so well, I mean, statistically and holding the Jaguars to just 1 first down so far, Gunther Cunningham is still pulling the strings pretty well. That time, he brought a 2-man blitz off the edge with Jacob Lacy as one of the blitzers coming off the corner.
2nd and 5 now. Jags from their own 37. Lions up 14-0. They give it to Jennings again. Not much this time. Spun down by Nick Fairley. Fairley may have actually thrown him forward for a yard. They'll spot it at the 39. Gain of 2 on the play. Bring up 3rd and 4.
Cliff Averill wants to have a good game today, too. He's
back home.
Back home, playing in front of his home area fans and friends.
Told me I had to cut it off after so many ticket requests. I had to set aside a little slush fund for this. 3rd down, Jags 0-for-3 on 3rd down this afternoon. 3rd and 3. Gabbert out of the gun, takes the snap. Pressure comes, throws, got it complete, but not enough for the 1st down. Terrific play defensively. Rashad Jennings made the catch, but the Lions were right there to converge upon him. Jonte Green, first man in, and he was not going to let go.
Dan, what do we talk about so often? In the man-on-man battles, you've got to win. That time, Jonte Green with Rashad Jennings, man-to-man in the open field, Jonte Green won it. That's what you need to have, the little things like that. To win football games.
Anger on to punt. Stephon Logan standing on the 13-yard line to our right. Anger hangs it high. Logan calls for a fair catch. Comes up, makes it at the 19-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. 4:40 to go first half. They lead it by a score of 14-0. Love to see you guys out at Ford Field. And don't forget, all-inclusive single-game suite rentals are still available for the season, including the Thanksgiving game versus the Texans. Rentals include all-you-can-eat catering packages and VIP parking. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012.
And since we've got a minute, I'd like to wish my mother a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mom is doing great in East Lansing, and this is an amazing stat, and I figured it out last night. Tom Izzo invited her to go to a Michigan State football game and sit in his box. It will be her 9th decade going to a Michigan State football game.
Get back to that in a minute. Stafford play action fake on 1st down. Rolling right, looking for somewhere to go, and he just throws it away. And he got buried, as he does, by Austin Lane, who took some liberties with Matthew there.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that's normally when you might see a flag on. Stafford got rid of it, and Lane still dropped him, and Stafford comes out limping a little bit, making his way back to the huddle, but he looks a little worse for the wear.
Yeah, Matthew's got to learn to get rid of that a little quicker before he lets the defender get to him.
I imagine Mom wasn't happy with the pass interference call.
No, Mom was not happy with that, but she started attending Michigan State football games when my dad played there in the late 30s, and this is in the 2010s. Awesome. This will be her 9th decade attending football games at Michigan State. And I think that's just great, and we hope she has a great day.
2nd and 10, Lions go on the ground. It's Joyke Bell who finds some room to the 25-yard line. Picks up 6. Bring up a 3rd down and 4. Lions up 14-0, 4:20 to go here, first half. Paul Puzlesny, the tackle there.
And to finish on that real quick, thanks to Tom Izzo for inviting her up to his press suite box, which is the only way Mom probably could get to the game. And I've always told you I love Tom Izzo. I think he's a great coach and a good man, and this, in my judgment, proves it.
Would expect nothing less than a classy move from the coach, and that's what you got. 3rd down and 4. Lions from their own 25, leading 14-0. Stafford definitely limping a little bit after that hit. looking out over that defense. Shotgun formation takes the snap. Blitz comes. They hold it off. Stafford throws once. Calvin back shoulder. Knocked away and incomplete, and it's going to be a flag. Derek Cox was the defender, and he never turned to locate the football. It bounced off his helmet, and that's going to be a call on him. Plus, there is a call in the backfield where Jeremy Mincy, I think, went helmet to helmet with Stafford and hit him in the face.
Well, how often do you have to say it about defensive backs? If you don't play the ball, if you don't turn and locate and play the ball, you're going to get the flag all the time, especially if you have your hands on the offensive player. And that's what happened to Derek Cox there, but now we'll get the call in the backfield.
There are two fouls on the defense. Personal foul, roughing the passer, blow the quarterback's head. Defense 94, penalties declined. Also pass interference defense, number 21. Spot of the foul, automatic.
Now, Dan,
Stafford says, have a little something for me.
I was going to say, if you're Stafford and you just got belted by a left hook and they say, nah, that wasn't the penalty we're going to take, wouldn't you want a little bit of help on that?
It wasn't helmet to helmet. It was a blow to the head, though. Joik Belcheck's in. Lions get good field position out of it. First and 10 from their own 45. They're up 14-0, trying to add something here before the end of the half. Joik Bell, the lone back behind Stafford, who's up under center. Stafford turns, gives to Bell, trying to get outside left. Turns it up, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Nice work on the outside by Aaron Ross to come up and support the run. It'll be second and 10. Today's game brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions have all three timeouts remaining. 3:22 to go in the half. They scrimmage from their own 45. Calvin right, Titus left. Will Heller in there at tight end. Matthew Stafford wants to throw, does right side, got Calvin in Jags territory inside the 45, and down to the 42 he goes. Derek Cox and Dwan Landry team up to take him down, but that's a 13-yard gain.
Calvin's just wearing Derek Cox out. And again, the respect they have for Calvin's speed forces Cox to play off in this instance. And he's able to force him all the way off the ball, and then when Calvin stops and looks in, boom, the ball is there. 100 yards for Calvin, the 25th time he's recorded 100 yards receiving. Good game for Megatron on a day when many people thought he might not play.
They keep it on the ground. This time they go to Joik Bell, who gets down to the 41-yard line, picks up a couple. It'll be second down at 8, 2:20 to play first half. Lions don't have to run another play if they don't want to before the two-minute warning, and Matthew Stafford will walk to the sidelines. Good work by the Lions so far. 14-0, they lead. Two-minute warning here in Jacksonville, brought to you by Crown Royal. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Lions have just dominated this game in terms of numbers. 242 total yards to 26 for Jacksonville. 15 first downs to one for the Jags.
It's 80 degrees or better out here today, and I don't think the Jacksonville offense has gotten a sweat up yet. I mean, that's how much they've been really relegated to the bench by, one, the Lions' offense in control of the ball, and, two, the Lions' defense keeping them off the field.
Lions have run 41 offensive plays. The Jags have run 14.
Just one first down, right?
One first down.
Wow. Good job by the Lions' defense.
Lions, as we said a moment ago, all three timeouts. 2 minutes to go. And here we go.
But, again, you know, you get into a game like this, you're dominating, you can't be nice. You got to be nasty. You got to put it away. You got to bury the other guy. That's what this league is about. That's what the NFL is. And the Lions have to stay on it.
Second down and eight. Lions from the Jags 41. Stafford up under center. Bell the lone back. Stafford gives to him. Bell runs over the right side. And he's taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Aaron Ross, nice job coming up from the outside to tackle him after a one-yard gain. It'll bring up third and seven.
How about that set? Lions had five guys to the right of the center. It was a, you want to talk strong formation, strong side right? They had a whole offensive line to the right of the center and two more to the left of them.
Tony Scheffler goes right, wide left, Titus Young, slot left, Calvin Johnson, third down and seven Lions.
Watch Pettigrew on this.
Pettigrew tight to the line, right side, Stafford out of the gun. He takes. Got time. Sets. Throws over the middle. Got a complete. Joint Bell with it. First down. Inside the 35. Inside the 30. And down he goes to the 28-yard line. Clock moving. 1:12. Nope. Lions are going to burn a timeout.
Boy, good choice there by Stafford. I was watching Pettigrew. He was over to the right. But the linebacker wasn't anywhere near him. But he saw that when Joint Bell came out of the backfield, nobody from Jacksonville was near him. Just dumped it to the check down guy. Easily yards after catch. Easy to get the first down. Total of 12.
Got 12 on the play. Lions burn their first timeout. They've got two remaining. So they've got it first and 10 at the Jacksonville 28. 1:12 to go. First half. What are they on third down, Mike? So far today, 7 out of 9. And they completed their last 8 last week. So they're 15 out of their last 17 on third down.
You win a lot of football games with that kind of third down conversion.
Two receivers right, one left. Stafford out of the gun. First and 10 now from the Jags 28. Stafford hard count, looking at that defense. Bends at the waist, takes the snap. Again has time, throws deep middle. Got Titus Young inside the 15. Titus down to the 13. They'll give him the 11 on the spot. It's a 17-yard gain. Chris Pruszynski covers him up there. But nice job by Titus to find a little opening in the secondary and pick up good yardage.
A blitz pickup by Peterman that time. The right guard stayed home, didn't vacate, and got Stafford the time he needed.
Stafford, 15 out of 24, 216 yards so far. First and 10 from the Jacksonville 11. Stafford on the ground. Bell, left side, inside the 10, and down to the 8-yard line. The Lions are going to use another timeout. Aaron Ross and Russell Allen make the tackle. Lions stop the clock, looking at a second and 8 from the Jags 9 with 35 seconds remaining in the half. Coming up at halftime, we'll swing it back. Matt Derry standing by in our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Get you up to date on what's happening around the NFL today. We'll go down to the sidelines to Tony Ortiz.
Hey, Dan and Jim, don't know if you noticed it on that last play, but right after the handoff from Stafford, he fell onto the ground. Now, he wasn't tripped up or anything. Once again, he lost his footing in the middle of the field, and we talked about this in the pregame, how chewed up the middle of the field is in the field. And the footing down there is really treacherous, and you've seen it the last couple of times with the Lions, so that's something to bear in mind for the rest of this game.
All right, Tony, thanks. Mike Ellishore back in the game for the Lions. 10th play of the drive coming up. Whatever happens, this will be the first time this year the Lions have gone to the locker room at halftime with a lead. Trying to add on to a 14-point lead right now. Second down, 7 from the Jags 8. Stafford with Calvin Johnson right, Titus Young left. Up under center, lone back Mike Ellishore. Stafford ducks in. Now he takes, gives to LeSure. Trying to skate outside left and does. Finds an opening to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Number 3 for Michael LeSure. Nice job to shake two defenders on the outside. Aaron Ross and Russell Allen. That is terrific running.
This is Mike LeSueur's touchdown by his lonesome. We talked about the other two when the offensive line created a new line of scrimmage. This is LeSueur making an unblocked guy miss. Right at the left edge of the line of scrimmage, he does a nice little two-step slide left and finds himself wide open and runs into the end zone untouched.
Hanson for the extra point. It is up and good. The Lions extend their lead. It is now Detroit 21 and Jacksonville nothing with 29 seconds to go here in the first half. Let's swing it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. The Diesel standing by. Matt.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Green Bay all over Arizona actually up 7, 14-7 in the second. Two times today, Aaron Rodgers has hit Randall Cobb for touchdowns. Meant to say the Bears all over Tennessee. Chicago 31, the Titans 2. That one in the second quarter. Bears have a blocked punt for a touchdown and a pick six from Brian Urlacher. Carolina on top of Washington 7-3. That one in the second. Houston a 7-0 lead on Buffalo in the second there. Touchdown pass to Matt Schaub to Owen Daniels. Baltimore leads in Cleveland 14-6 in the second quarter. Ray Rice touchdown there. Peyton Manning a TD pass. Denver 10, Cincinnati 3. That one in the second. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to you in Jayville, fellas.
All right, Diesel, thank you very much. The Lions' record, in case you're wondering, most rushing touchdowns in a game. Barry Sanders had 4 at Minnesota back in 1991. A whole host of guys had 3 touchdowns in a game, which Mike LeSueur has done in the first half. The last time it was done, October 19th of 2000 by James Stewart at Tampa. So maybe a little history coming up here for Mike LeSueur. Hanson with the kickoff. Parmalee to his right. Takes it 4 yards deep. Hesitates. Now he takes a knee. I mean, he was in, out, and finally decided that he was going to stay right where he was for a touchback. I mean, by the time you change your mind for the second time, you better stay put.
That was a yo-yo in there. Yeah, he wasn't sure what to do, whether to come out, whether to go back. But clearly, whatever the decision, staying in the end zone probably and giving Jacksonville an opportunity here at the 20, just they haven't done anything this first half. This has been a total domination by the Lions.
They go from the shotgun here. Gabbert takes the snap. Four-man Detroit rush. Gabbert throws deep middle. Going to be picked off. Coleman's got it. Coleman taken down at the 45-yard line. And that will get a host of a round of boos here in Jacksonville. Flag down back by the quarterback. And it looks like, from Gabbert's reaction, it's going to go against the Lions. Ball was picked off by Eric Coleman at the Jaguar 45. Let's see what we have from Gene Steratore.
I just saw him make a signal like it was holding.
Well, the Jaguar offense,
stays on the field.
Here's Gene Steratore.
Illegal use of hands. Hands in the face. Defense, number 79. 5-yard penalty, automatic. First down.
So they will, in fact, keep the football. Lost 6 seconds on the clock. Willie Young called for the penalty.
Well, if you're head coach Mike Mularkey and you just saw that pass from Gabbert, you're going to try that again? I don't think so.
Wasn't good. This team has struggled offensively, really, save for last week against Green Bay. Most of the year, they're going to throw it again. Gabbert rolls to his right, throws, and that's knocked down. Went deep down the right sideline, intended for Cecil Shorts, knocked down by Eric Coleman, safety doing his job, coming over to make it a play. I think Chris Houston felt like he had a good chance to pick that one off. Jump, just couldn't quite get up in
right.
time.
Well, they had double coverage. They had the safety over the top, and Houston knew he had help from behind, so he worked the route in a trail situation, but saw the ball coming, and I think you're right, Dan, thought he had a pick, but he could not elevate enough to get a hand on the ball.
Second down and 10. Jacksonville from their own 25. The Lions up 21-0. Lions may have been early. Free play for Jacksonville. Gabbert's going to throw. Got it complete. Shorts with it across the 45 to the 50-yard line. Get it to midfield. Willie Young was offsides on the play. Jacksonville will burn its second timeout with 9 seconds remaining.
Offside. Defense, number 79. Penalty is declined. Result of the play, first down.
This has exactly been a banner set of downs here for Willie Young. Illegal hands to the face, then an offside call. But let's see what Jacksonville can do here. One timeout remaining. 9 seconds to go in the half. You got time for maybe one play and a field goal attempt.
They need to pick up what? 15 yards or so on this in order to make it work?
Career long of 59 for Scobie. They throw complete to the right side down to the 44-yard line. Caught by Michael Spurlock. With 5 seconds to go, you're looking at a 62-yard attempt from here, and the Jags will keep their offense on the field.
I think you're going to try to loft one up into the end zone, see if they can catch lightning in a bottle. Well, down 21 to nothing, why not?
Ran 4 seconds off with a quick play there. I don't think you have much of a chance of getting one quick out of bounds within 5 seconds, stopping the clock, and then you'd have time to get your field goal unit on. They run in a tight formation. Everybody bunched in the middle of the field. The Lions are going to take a timeout.
Final charge timeout, Detroit. 30-second timeout.
So Jim Schwartz and Gunther Cunningham want to talk things over with their defense. And the Lions leading 21-0 with 5 seconds to go in the first half. We'll all huddle on the far side of the field.
And when you take a timeout like this, when you see that formation where they're real tight and it's not the three wide receivers to one side, what you'd see a Hail Mary-type formation, I think the defensive coaches worry about, is this going to be that hook and lateral? Are they going to do some kind of a trick play? And that's, I think, what Gunther Cunningham and Jim Schwartz wanted to talk about.
5 seconds to go in the half. Jacksonville will scrimmage from the Lion 44. Now they send two receivers left and one right. Nope, they go trips left and one right.
That's more traditional for that Hail Mary formation there.
Lions with a four-man rush. Two safeties sitting 25 yards off the ball. Gabbert sets, throws, right side up for grabs, and it is knocked down incomplete. Gabbert just couldn't get much on that as he was running to his left and trying to throw back to his right. Chris Houston knocks it away, and they're booing in Jacksonville. Why? The Lions had 285 total yards. Jags had 57. The Lions had 18 first downs. Jags had 3. The Lions have 21 points. The Jags have none. That's why they're unhappy. And this is a crowd in which, a lot of them are missing, to put it one way.
You come into this game 1-6, and you're expecting a little bit more out of them. Maybe desperation, and we haven't seen that from the Jags.
A lot of empty seats out there this Jacksonville game today as they are home against the Lions, and right now it's the visiting team having its way. 21-0, Lions on top. Back to the studios, our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios in just a second. The Diesel standing by to get you up to date on the rest of Week 9 in the National Football League. We will step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Motor oil is the most important fluid in your engine, working hard to lubricate, cool, clean, and protect. And when it's dirty, it will get you nowhere fast. Keep it clean with a